From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and in a few minutes, lawmakers in both parties remain skeptical of the White House argument on Bo Bergdahl. We'll speak with NPR's Charlie Mattesian.
But first, let's take a closer look at college loans, and that's because President Obama signs an executive order today aimed at helping college graduates more easily afford their monthly student loan payments. Starting next year, students with older federal loans will become eligible for a program that caps monthly payments at 10% of their income and eventually forgives loans. So let's bring in Sandy Baum, a research professor of education policy at George Washington University. Sandy, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So first of all, let me ask you, what do you make of the president's executive order today? We keep hearing about this, you know, $1 trillion plus of student loan debt that's burdening students in this country. Is today's executive order going to do anything substantial to relieve that debt?
Well, it's very important that the president is calling attention to the fact that too many students are struggling with their student loans. It's not so much the $1 trillion, because there are a lot of people out there with student loans, as the problems facing individual students. What the president is announcing today will help some students to pay less each month, but most important, it will call attention to the protections already in place that mean that very few students should have to be making loan payments that they can't afford.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that, because if I understand correctly, what the president is announcing is an expansion of a 2010 program called Pay As You Earn, and this expansion will essentially bring 5 million more student loan holders into the program.
Yes, the president is calling for an expansion of Pay As You Earn. Pay As You Earn is a slightly more generous version of income-based repayment. Under the income-based repayment plan, they don't have to pay until their incomes exceed 150% of the poverty line. The two programs are identical in that way. The difference is that in the older program, they have to pay up to 15% of the amounts by which their incomes exceed that threshold. Pay As You Earn is more generous, and they only have to pay up to 10%.
Now, if I remember correctly, Pay As You Earn also has a second part, and that is after a certain number of years, 10 or 20 years, depending on if you're in the public or private sector, when you're in the working world, there's a student loan forgiveness portion to this program. Is the president's announcement today going to expand the loan forgiveness portion of Pay As You Earn as well?
Well, if students are not in Pay As You Earn, but they are in the older income-based repayment plan, the remaining balances on their loans would be forgiven after 25 years. Pay As You Earn is, again, a little more generous, and the forgiveness comes after 20 years instead of 25. The problem is that many students don't know about these plans, and they don't participate in them, even though they would be helpful.
And presuming that that today's announcement is effective in drawing that attention, what could the potential increase in cost be for the federal government if loan repayments are happening at a slower rate? I mean, I see that the Congressional Budget Office says that capping payments may cost the federal government some $10 to $12 billion.
The biggest cost is probably in loan forgiveness. So if there are a lot of people who would have managed to pay off a lot of their loans between the 20th and the 25th year, that's where the cost will come in. And I think it's very difficult to predict that. But yes, that could certainly be a cost to the federal government.
Now, we should reiterate that the president's executive order concerns only federal student loans and not private student loans. And simultaneously, there is a fight of a sort going on in the Senate this week over Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's bill that would enable 25 million federal and private student loan holders to refinance their loans. Now, this is a bill that President Obama supports, but it's facing a stiff opposition in Congress, because if it goes through, which it likely won't, it would be financed by raising taxes on the wealthy. And we have a little bit of tape from Senator Warren, who spoke to us about her bill last month.
For many, many students, it will be hundreds of dollars a year. And for many, many more, it will be thousands of dollars a year that they will save if the interest rates are refinanced. Student loan debt is crushing young people. And so they're not buying homes or cars or starting small businesses or doing any of the things that help move this economy forward.
Student loans are clearly an issue that could be politically fruitful for Democrats. They're pushing hard on this. But on the other hand, in a statement the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell gave to Politico, he points out that none of these actions really make college as a whole more affordable for students who are about to enter it. I mean, what's your take on that?
The reality is that the current generation is really struggling because of the bad economy, and no change in interest rates is going to really make their lives a lot better without an economy that can provide them with employment.
Sandy Baum is a research professor of education policy at George Washington University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. I'm happy to be here.